One of the funny things about humor is that the solution is obvious to everyone except the person doing it. It's like the carpenter's joke, I keep on cutting and it's still too short. Or the woman who wrote to the show about cooking and said, I've had my frozen turkey in the freezer for 10 months. How much longer will it take to defrost it? Right? We know the obvious. We see the joke. But sometimes in religion, people have it all mixed up and they don't get the humor. One of the things about repentance. When I was young, when people would come to church, the very first thing they would do is go to the tetrapod, make a profound bow with the sign of the cross, which in Greek we call the metanoia, metanoia, reminds us that we have to change our mind to become better people. They would kiss the cross, and then they would pray in their pew or in their chair. Why is this important? Because some people think that repentance is associated with pain. If you want to be a better person, you have to go through pain, and somehow pain becomes a virtue. I remember in the old book, The Da Vinci Code, there was a lot of spurious information. Never learn your religion from novels or from comedians, because they twist things around to make it funny. But one of the protagonists, the guy called Silva, I believe, he said, God will forgive me because I am in pain. Really? It's just like saying, well, I'm very happy today. What'd you do? I robbed 3 banks. I'm very, very happy. And that's all that counts. As long as my bank robber is happy, that's all that counts. Isn't it funny? Because for the Christians, that metanoia, changing your mind and changing your life, is a sign of loving people. Because taking care of yourself first is a sign that you both have the courage and the faith in God that you can become a better person. It is very easy to get frustrated with yourself and very easy to say, forget about it, it's never going to change, instead of taking that one more step. Because true repentance is not motivated or enhanced by pain. It is motivated and enhanced by love. I love you enough to try to become a better person one more time. How often have you heard me repeat that? During Lent, people give up cigarettes, candy, chocolate. St. John Chrysostom used to say, you know what you should give up for Lent? Stop devouring each other with your words. Start inspiring hope with your actions. Begin to change the mind. Every dysfunctional choice and sin is preceded by a bevy of thoughts that prepare the way for your own dysfunctional choice. It happens to all of us. Think about when you do something wrong and what were you thinking before you did it. That is where true repentance comes in, to tackle the psycho-spiritual battle that makes a person better. It would be so simplistic if pain would be the way to repentance, if pleasure would be the way to happiness. Were it that simple? But pain or pleasure are simply ancillary reactions to what we do. They come and they go. But our commitment to truth and our commitment to each other is what should motivate us. One of St. Francis's greatest poems, he writes a beautiful line, I would rather love than be loved. And when the saints looked at the cross and Jesus on the cross, that is the line that came to mind. Here is our Savior saying, I can't force you to love me. I offer myself to you. The pain is ancillary. It doesn't save anybody. What saves us is the love that Jesus had for us on the cross. And you, my brothers and sisters, you have a choice. How do you want to live your life? In the Brothers Karamazov in the Grand Inquisitor chapter, there is a beautiful statement that God punished us by giving us free choice. Of course, it wasn't a punishment, but it's a great responsibility that no one who has a mind and a will and calls themselves a man or a woman can say, my parents ruined my life. My community ruined my life. Make a choice. Make a decision. Live your life. Be responsible for yourself. Because true repentance is not about pain. And it's not about pleasure. It's by loving people enough to say, I will make myself a gift to you, a better gift, every day. Slava Iisusu Hristu.